Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Tuesday Tips, brought to you by Helmet Deed Official. I'm Carter, here with my co-host, Perry. And we're joined by another HOA team member, Kaysen Spencer, the man himself.
What's up, guys?
What's up, man?
Team Featherweights coming at you tonight.
Featherweights.
Featherweights, baby. Heck yeah. We are hot off the press from the Mountain Archery Fest down in Rome, Georgia at Kingston Downs. We had a fantastic time shooting the courses there, and I lost many an arrow, but had a great time shooting with you guys.
For sure, man. It's not a real 3D archery course unless you lose an arrow or two, except for Kaysen, who like
shot lights out the whole time. But
did you?
I blame one on that 115 yard shot we were playing with, and then the other one I actually forgot to go look for my arrow after the Mountain Fitness Challenge, so. That one could have been found, but I totally spaced it. I was too out of breath.
Yeah, we had beer to drink at that point.
Yep.
Yeah, MAF put on a phenomenal event, and Hunt Lift Deed has partnered with MAF in a couple different aspects for this archery, 3D archery expo season. And you guys definitely earned those beers, and that's kind of what we're here to talk about. We've partnered with MAF to run our Mountain Fitness Challenge, the MFC, at all MAF, MAF events, pretty much. So our fitness challenge put on by Hunt Lift Eat is a grind. It's an absolute grind, and you guys actually got to run it this year. I didn't get the opportunity, which I was pretty bummed about, but definitely want to talk and unpack the Mountain Fitness Challenge here. So who better than our two favorite featherweights here?
Yeah,
the grind is a challenge for sure, man.
It's a challenge for sure, man. Why don't we kind of outline what the Mountain Fitness Challenge is here? So at MAF, right, there's several 3D archery courses that you can go shoot: exotics, world record course, the actual challenge course, the carbon course, all sorts of courses you can go shoot there, and then. What MAF does really well is it's centered around not only the 3D shoot itself, but really around community and folks getting together in camp in the kind of the HQ area and hanging out and participating in various vendors and other partners of MAF who are there representing like Project Savior Outdoors. And we had the outdoor artist down cranking out some tattoos for folks, and that community is awesome. And we run our Mountain Fitness Challenge in the afternoons there. So I got to be a judge this year, which was sweet. But Perry, why don't you kind of outline the fitness challenge itself?
Yeah. So the big kind of point to drive home behind this is, you know, you're out there in the woods hunting, whether you're chasing elk in early season archery, or whether you're, you know, back here on the East Coast in a tree stand, you know, staring down a big buck and that buck fever gets you. The whole point of this challenge is to simulate that adrenaline, that high heart rate, whatever it be, and still have to perform a, you know, an ethical and an accurate shot, an archery shot under those conditions. And so the way Luke described it as, which I think is appropriate, is stress inoculation, right? That's the whole point, is can you still perform in the moment with a well-placed shot with the bow and arrow when you're not just practicing in your backyard in perfect conditions? So the way that this challenge is designed to simulate that is there are five different exercises, five different movements. Each one is followed by a shot with your bow at the first four targets are known ranges. The fifth target and the last one is an unknown range. And so you kind of have to use your points of reference from your previous four shots in order to make an educated guess about the range on the fifth shot. And again, you're taking these shots after each exercise. The first one starts out, Carter, what's the name of the company that provides the elk quarters?
Primal Pursuit.
Yes. So they provide these relatively, I mean, I think they're true to size, elk quarters. They're 60 pound bags shaped like an elk quarter and used for training. And so the first movement is you take one of these, you throw it on your shoulder, you grab your bow. The whole point is to maintain positive control of your bow for the, you know, the duration of the challenge. And you do like a kind of a shuttle sprint down, back, down. That's the first movement. Drop the elk quarter, go shoot your bow. Next movement is 15 get-ups with the elk shoulder on your shoulder, which freaking sucks.
That was a killer for me.
Dude, it's a smoker. It is an absolute smoker. And then you have, what's the third movement? The third movement is the overhead press, I think it was. So the elk shoulder ground, has to hit the ground. Yep, ground to overhead. Fourth movement was a bear crawl, where you have to bear crawl with the elk shoulder for this specified distance throughout the challenge. And the fifth and final movement was lunges with the elk shoulder. And again, after everyone, you're going and taking a shot with your bow. So it's your, you know, the average times were probably 10 to 15 minutes, just depending on how fast you fly through it. So it's relatively short duration, but it's very high intensity. And so your heart rate is jacked. You're kind of redlined. You got the adrenaline, and then you try to go make an accurate shot with your bow.
Yeah. Dynamic workouts and then archery under pressure. And there's a couple different strategies. We saw a lot of different strategies going through this. But, Kaysen, what was kind of your strategy tackling the fitness challenge?
I think the only reason I was so successful was I just, like, head down, pushed it to the max. Like, I was redlined pretty much after those get-ups the whole way. And I didn't really let down. I probably pushed myself a tad harder than I should have, because like I was really, really gassed by the end of it. And, you know, we saw that with every pair of guys that came up. Seemed like somebody was suffering pretty badly. But, yeah, I knew it had to be done, and I just buckled down, head down, and just executed. But my shooting is what kept me from beating Perry.
Yeah, we should add the shooting component is key to this fitness challenge, because your shooting will either benefit you or hurt you immensely. So if you hit it in the, if you center punch the target, it takes off 12 seconds. If you 12 ring it, if you hit it in the 8 ring, it takes off 8 seconds. And if you hit it anywhere else, it's plus 15 seconds to your total time. So being able to control your breathing and take that measured approach at your shots. I think the first shot was 52.
Something like that. Like that
52 mm-hmm. yards. Second one was like 28. And then we were in the 40s. And then we were way far with, is it 62?
That was or 69, I think, wasn't it? 69? It was like pushing 70. That was the only 70. Shot I did well, was the furthest one. Good thing.
And then the unknown distance, it was a little closer in than 70, but being able to take your time was key, as Perry found out. There were a lot of good shooters there, but not a lot of good shooters when your heart is hammering out of your chest after those exercises.
Yeah, and that's kind of the whole point, right? Is if for those of you that have had experienced buck fever, which most of us have, it can be hard to make a good shot in that circumstance. If you're chasing elk up the side of a mountain somewhere, and all of a sudden you have one, you know, screaming bull in your face, you might be gassed. You might have been hiking all day. You might have been hiking for days on end. I was listening to Brandon. Shout out to Brandon, the owner of MAF. We were talking a little bit about it before the challenge. He does it himself, and Brandon crushed it, man. I mean, the dude is in his 50s, and he had the fastest overall time throughout the challenge. I mean, he just absolutely crushed it. But the shots do matter, right? And so I was listening to him a lot ahead of time, and he's done this challenge at several of the other MAF events, and he just kept emphasizing how important it was to kind of not necessarily go full steam the entire way, to save a little bit in the tank And then just when it comes time to shoot, just take a breath and kind of steady your nerves. And the biggest thing that I tried to do, and I made some bad shots, like a couple of the targets I just absolutely completely whiffed on, airmailed. But, you know, you're sitting there and your heart's racing and you're kind of redlined. You just kind of have to trust the process, right? Trust your float. We'd all, you know, the float on the pin. We had all shot those three courses. So we were all kind of, you know, in that mindset of these shots. And I just kind of, I wasn't going to hold that pin steady on the target, right? There's just no way after doing this challenge. So just kind of trust the float. And when it makes sense, send it. And, you know, just take a few steady breaths before each shot.
Yeah. And it was interesting to see from a non-shooter point of view. Everybody knows how important your shot process is and your anchor points and how your feet are set and going through the same repetitive motion for every single shot. That flies out the window, especially when you're hauling a 45-pound elk quarter on your back and there's 50 people watching you, like cheering and some good-natured ribbing going on, especially from Garrett. And
oh yeah.
That flies out the window, and a lot of guys forgot their shot process and just reverted back to like send it kind of thing.
Yep.
Just get this over with kind of thing. And man, we picked up a lot of arrows on the range that did not hit intended targets.
I had the benefit of Kaysen did every single exercise faster than I did. So I was behind him consistently throughout the entire course. So he would get up there to shoot. And then I had the benefit of being able, and I didn't want to like get up there right in his face and like, you know, be like rushing him and right on top of him. So I just decided, you know, he's up there shooting first. I'm just going to take a second here, kind of catch my breath, try to, you know, lower that heart rate a little bit and make a shot after that. And like I say, try to at least remember to kind of go through those repetitive steps and not lose all sense of form and process.
I'm just telling myself I helped you out in that sense.
What a guy. You did, man.
Real team player.
For sure.
And, yeah, I never got to see you shoot, you know, near aspect. So I was like, man, I don't know how Perry's doing, but I gotta go.
Yeah. What was the hardest exercise for you guys?
I would say the get-ups for me, like, that's not something that in my workout routine that even comes close to something like that. So that was killer. Having to get all the way up, you know, shoulders, had to touch the ground. And I was, like, bringing my feet up in the air and just kind of, like, rocking myself up.
Yeah.
Just doing whatever I could after about the fifth one. It was bad.
Yeah, we went second. We were the second group to go. We had the benefit of not being first. We watched Lyle and the guy from Project Savior. They went first, and those get-ups looked brutal. And it was weird because, like, I would say the get-ups are hardest one, too. The first half, I felt okay, but then I just hit a wall somewhere around, you know, 10. You had to do 15, and somewhere around 10, I just hit an absolute wall. It was like, holy crap, these last five are going to be brutal, and they were.
Yeah, I think if it was 10, it would be like super manageable, and 15 was nobody had a good time with 15.
No.
The second exercise that I saw people struggle with the most was the lunges as well, because that's the end, right? And you're tired from sprinting, and not a lot of people train with 45 pounds on one side of their body lunging 25, 30 meters
right
across open grass while folks are watching you too. Added pressure there.
Yeah, go ahead, Perry.
I think that's where Kaysen and I have a little bit of an advantage being team featherweight and those lunges, not have to carry as much down and back up again.
Yeah, they were a little worse than I thought they were going to be. I underestimated. I was like, oh, lunges, you know, no big deal, but with that elk core in your back, it's, and at the end, you know, you don't realize how gassed you are at that point.
Yeah, for sure. And we should also mention, listeners, this is coming at an appropriate time because we have a ton of math events coming up that we're going to be at that you can sign up and participate in the Mountain Fitness Challenge. But We're also giving away prizes for various places in the Mountain Fitness Challenge, and you two happen to win some prizes, which is pretty sweet.
Hell yeah.
Oh yeah.
Hell yeah. Good prizes too.
Yeah, what'd you get?
I got an set of AVNX hand decoys, which AVNX, man, they're good. They're good decoys. And an Outdoor Edge pocket knife.
Heck yeah. Shout out to Outdoor Edge and AVNX.
Yeah. Yeah, I got an Outdoor Edge knife as well. A set of AVNX, a hen, and a half strut Jake. And then also a couple of Tacticams, which I'm stoked about because I needed to get some more anyway. So it was, I needed some new decoys. So it was perfect timing. Good time to do the challenge and win some prizes.
Yeah, dude, for the price of admission, the prizes totally outweigh, you know, the cost there. Like that, those are some sweet prizes. So shout out to Tacticam for hooking us up with some sweet sail cams to give away, Outdoor Edge, AVNX. Those AVNX decoys are sweet, man.
They really are.
Yeah.
Especially if you're packing in on public like you do, Kason.
Yo, I love them. I've been using AVNX for years now, and they're super great decoys. Now I got some options. I can take one hen and might just take the whole flock.
That's right. Might as well, man.
Oh, yeah.
You guys have any tips for anybody who is going to be participating in this challenge moving forward?
I think the thing I'd say is, one, just like practice shooting under stressful situations. You know, it's, the stress inoculation is a good thing to practice. I don't do it that often. I should certainly do it more. But just coming out to these, some of these 3D courses, you know, hit a couple of shots, you know, in the middle of your workout routine or at the end of it. These are things that are good to practice. And just, like I said, take a breath. Try to steady the nerves. Try to slow that heart rate down just a bit. And try to fall back into that process and trust it, right? Trust your anchor points. Trust the float. If you can maintain control of your process, even in a high-stress environment, chances are much higher for success.
What about you, Kason?
Yeah, Perry pretty much covered everything, I would say. I would also add to just, lately I've been shooting to practice for math and all that, and I would pop around a lot at distances. So I would like shoot one arrow at 65 or something, then walk right up to 20 and then jump back to 45. And then, you know, not just those set numbers either, but random numbers all throughout. I just recently got a slider sight in the last 2 months. And before that, I was shooting fixed pins. And it's a game changer. If you can afford that expensive piece of equipment and put it on your bow, it's really nice when you're going to a 3D shoot because you can just set it right at whatever yardage you want and send it. But yeah, just jump around, you know, because you're running up there and you're worn out and you're shooting at 70 yards the first one or 20 yards the second one, whatever. You just have that depth perception and you'll be used to the versatility.
Yeah. Yeah, those are both really good. I tell people to bring a couple extra arrows for sure if you're coming to these shoots.
Bring what you think's good and then throw a couple more in the truck.
Yeah,
for no sure. Kidding.
Kiefer may disagree, but bring a couple extras.
We can't all shoot as good as Kiefer.
Yeah, frickin' unfortunately.
12 ringing him at 120 yards. He's out of control. That's
crazy. That is maybe crazy. Someday.
Yeah, we can all aspire to be that good.
Yeah.
Yep. He's an archery coach, so hit up Kiefer if you need any help or questions about your archery process. But yeah, that's awesome, guys. We've got a bunch of events coming up with MAF. So this is going to drop this coming Tuesday, which is the perfect time for all of our friends in the Northeast Pennsylvania area. Anybody listening to this, we're going to be at Camp Freedom in Scranton, Pennsylvania, May 3rd and 4th. So definitely come to MAF, participate, sign up for the Mountain Fitness Challenge. Love to see you guys there. Last year was our first year doing it, and there were three of us who did it. And it was a much bigger turnout this year, which is fantastic. So Scranton, PA, next weekend, May 3rd and 4th. We're going to be at McCauley Heritage Project in Campsville, Illinois, May 17th and 19th. And then we're moving back to the west side of the country. We're going Soldier Hollow in Midway, Utah, May 31st through June 2nd. Antelope Butte in Shell, Wyoming, June 14th and 16th. Then we're going to be in Purgatory in Durango, Colorado, June 28th through the 30th. And then finally, Blacktail Mountain in Lakeside, Montana, July 12th through the 14th. So get on MAF's website, come sign up for the MAF events. It's a fantastic time with awesome people. We met some awesome people from all over. Awesome way to build community and have some fellowship with like-minded folks who like shooting bows, both at a very high level and like myself at a very low level. So participate and definitely check out the Mountain Fitness Challenge. You can follow the Mountain Fitness Challenge on Instagram, just like it says, all one word, Mountain Fitness Challenge. And you guys can follow MAF as well, Mountain Archery Fest on Instagram. Check them out. And you can sign up for the fitness challenge through our website or through MAF's website as well. You guys got anything else you want to add?
No, man. I think you covered it. I just encourage folks to come out and give it a shot. It is, I wasn't exactly looking forward to it going into it, I'll tell you that. But it's a good time, and certainly glad I did it. And it's a great way to test yourself. So, as Carter said, it's the Mountain Fitness Challenge is growing. So love to see you folks out there come out to the events, and let's keep it growing. Practice those tough shots.
Thank you. Casey, any closing thoughts?
No, I was just going to say it was a great time. It was my first 3D shoot ever, so I was really glad that was the one, because it was an awesome course, awesome challenge, awesome group of guys. So looking forward to more in the future.
Heck yeah. Too easy. Well, listeners, appreciate the hell out of you guys. And we'll talk to you next week.